vetting of President Akufo-Addo's nominees is in progress in Parliament. The vetting continues to assume interesting dimensions, with certain critical questions sometimes overruled. Radio Ghana finds out from the public what they make of the exchanges at the Appointments Committee sitting in Parliament.
My only concern is that the ministers, some of them, I doubt their capabilities. And we are hoping that their ministerial appointments will bring about good of the nation. The ministers who have been vetted, one or two have done well. They did quite very well during the interview. I was expecting them to panic a bit, but from the look of things, they didn't panic at all. They had the courage, they were so determined. And the senior minister, he has really impressed me. In fact,
a large extent, I'm not all that impressed. When you look at some of the questions some NDC element ask, it seems they are attacking on some personalities of some of the ministers designated. For instance, look at Mr. Alan Shamantin's case. It took so many hours for that vet. And since I was born, I haven't seen any minister who has undergone a vetting proceedings and had failed. So for me, think it is uncalled for, and I don't see the reason why we should waste our time on those.
Oyokobo tinu na mi nim, but Alan Clementine na asaf mafano mude oma ye bi pe ti ye ni aje spa.
So far, it's been good, and it's giving us some indication that definitely something good will happen. Yeah, that is how I see things. With regards to the promise that MPP government gave, and looking at how they are answering questions and then how their postures on the vetting, it gives an indication and there's some impression that things would be very well.
You heard views of some members of the public regarding the ongoing vetting of ministerial.